Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining us back behind the mic again is Coach Kyle Draper. Welcome, Kyle.
Woo woo! Taylor, woo-woo. Thank you for having me.
Ugh, I'm so excited because now you have another name behind your name. It's Coach Kyle Draper, the author. And the that author. Is new.
It is very new. Yep. What? Last month. Is that crazy or what?
Congratulations.
You have a friend that's an author. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. And I can all at the same time. And tell us, I mean, what stemmed this?
So it wasn't on purpose. You know, as you know, I have been now consistently creating content for, 8 years, I think. And I looked up probably a year ago and just kind of started thinking, like, if I began to, like, take this and put it there and take this video and develop it, I could probably write a book out of all the content that I've created over the years. Yeah. And so the way it happened is last November, my wife and I were in Cancun on vacation, and at 2 a.m, I woke up and I couldn't sleep. And literally I felt like God said, go out on the patio and start writing a book.
Wow.
And so I wrote 4 chapters of the book while in Mexico. And when we came back, it was like, I have to finish. And so that's truly how it happened. Most of my life has happened because of purpose, right? Like, it's all accident.
So you say write it. How did you write it in Cancun? The 4 chapters.
I know, like, ChatGPT is a thing now, and AI, like, everyone's going to be an author in the next 12 months. Everyone's going to be coming out of the woodworks. They're like, I wrote a book.
Right.
And ChatGPT probably wrote a book for them. But I opened up my laptop to an empty document and just started typing.
Where did you begin? I have so many questions.
That's a great question. I started with just, like, why another book, right? There's so many books out there that, honestly, if we picked up any one of them and actually applied it, our lives would be better.
Yeah.
And so I really just started from the place of, like, why would you even consider reading this? Mm-hmm. And, I unpacked really my favorite topic to talk about right now, which I call social proof. And I began to develop it, and that became the beginning. And it's amazing. It's like anything. Like, you know, you talk to an athlete and they say, like, man, I was just in the zone that game. Like, I couldn't miss it. The baseball was this big. Mm-hmm. And though I'm not trying to compare myself to an athlete, it is, you get into that rhythm, and, like, it's almost like I became Mozart on the, you know, the keyboard. And I looked up and went, holy cow, did I just type all that? It wasn't even daylight yet.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So you started in November.
Yep.
You finished it when?
In February. And so it was pretty fast. And now, again, right, the book's 99 pages. Mm-hmm. It's full of pictures, right? It might as well be an adult picture book. And so it's not a, you know, 100 million words like a lot of people's books are. It's very short and practical and meant to be picked up over and over and over again. But I finished it in February, and then my team took it, and then in March developed all the graphics for it, and then put it in the format that it needs. And then April 1st, it was ready to go to print.
Boom. Wow. Wow.
Pretty quick.
So the title, Rethink Everything.
Yeah.
Tell us the why behind that. Sure you chose that with intention, right? So
100%.
What is the why? Yeah.
Well, I've watched for years now how most lenders the way they're taught marketing is more from like a Facebook ad perspective. And so we give them all these marketing tactics, but they're really designed for strangers, right? The way we coach people to promote themselves is as if they're walking into a room full of people that doesn't know them. And so what do we say to complete strangers? Well, the problem, Taylor, is that 99% of the people that are going to see their content are already their people. And so I got tired of watching bad content go out to people that already genuinely cared about you. And so now you're rubbing those people the wrong way. And so what I wanted people to rethink was, what if what you're putting out there, it actually sucks? Because I think most people deep down know that it does, you know? And so that was really the basis for it, was there are mindsets and tactics that, in my opinion, need to be rethought in order to do social media better. And so that's the why, and that's what we unpack in the book.
Wow. Well, I love the title. I think it just draws you in naturally, like no matter where you are or what you do for a living, it doesn't matter. I think it definitely draws you in. And you're right. We are kind of taught, this is just such a weird time of everybody's social life, right? Like you've got videos that are templated, you know, you've got things that you're supposed to hop on the trend train. And then really, you know, you're not, are you even giving yourself any social proof by doing those things? I don't know. I don't think
so. Not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard. So, and I think you are such a natural storyteller as is. I know your history. I know where you started and how you started. And so it's just, it just is meant to be that you wrote a book is what I'm trying to say. So for somebody out there who maybe social isn't their thing, and maybe they've got some really cool stories to tell, and they're thinking of writing a book, what piece of advice would you give those people?
My advice would be the opposite of like, don't try to write a book, right? Because if you think about it, like people that truly go and write books, they go live in silence. Like they go live in the shadows to write this book.
Right.
And that's the opposite of what your audience should be doing in their business. And so what I would say is, sure, in the back of your mind, if you want to say like, I'd like to write a book one day, great. But now start thinking like, what would some chapters in that book be? And how can I start just creating video content around those subjects? And so now that's a much easier ask, right? Hey, make a 3-minute video instead of, hey, write a whole chapter of a book. Just go make a video. Go create value for people. And then you'll look up and go, oh, wait, those 12 videos could be the first 3 chapters, right? And so that's really, because I mean, honestly, I couldn't teach someone how to actually write a book the old fashioned way, because that's really not what I did.
Right. Exactly. I think, and sometimes I think it's just a matter of kind of getting everything, your thoughts around what, and maybe it just comes to you like it did for you. Like it just, poof, now it's time to write a book. And I do think that there's some credibility in writing a book. You know, I'm sure that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So after you've launched, first off, you did an amazing job launching it as far as strategy goes. And I think so many people were captivated. I do love the name again. I think it's captivating enough and it draws you in, but tell us kind of your how it's been after launch. What is the, like, what can someone expect to your caliber of writing a book?
Yeah, it's been, you know, I didn't write the book to make money. Maybe one day I'll make money off of writing books, but not today. And so for me, it truly just was that when there's certain things, a podcast, I think, fits into this category, right? Like people look at you differently now that you're this far into the Lending Forward podcast where you were before the podcast, right? And so, you know, developed YouTube channels, podcasts, books. Those are things that people are like, really? Wow. Like you have a podcast with 80 episodes. Like that's pretty incredible. Are you different? No, but I'll take that perception all day. And so, you know, for me, like it, I'm getting some people to pay attention that that didn't necessarily pay attention before. And it's just instant credibility.
Right.
And it's also forced me to also look in the mirror and really like up my own strategy and game of like, man, you can't just be this former pastor that's now a marketing guy and you're super chill and laid back and you wear t-shirts all the time. Like, you might need to actually look like an actual adult. And so it is kind of causing me to feel like this pressure to adult a little bit and, you know, rock a blazer when I get on stage, because for some reason I've convinced myself that that's what an author would do.
Yes.
Is they would wear a blazer.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm.
So that's it. The only thing it's changed in my whole life is that I own two blazers now instead of one. Because I have to wear them a couple times a month.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, you've got one in the wild. Okay. You know, I'm going to ask you, are we writing another? Do we have
100%. Yeah. I think so. When I finally finished this, I really was like, you know what? I think I have 10 books in me.
Wow.
You know, over the course of my life, right? Sure. I'm not pounding out 10 books before the year's over.
Right.
But I've told you before, like my goal is to be the next John Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to do social media my whole life. I want to be seen for leadership and influence and mindset and storytelling. And so one of the ideas that I actually had just the other day is, you know how there's all the Four Dummy books? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, man, you know, Rethink Everything is kind of that unique title that like you and I could partner on a book, and we could call it Rethink Everything for whatever that is.
Yeah.
And then that's a deeper dive into a certain subject matter. And then I could go find another friend and write Rethink Everything You Know About another deep dive. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself could end up being 10 books.
Huge.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I don't have to be the smart one. I just bring in my friends that are already better at it than I am.
Yep. I love it.
And so I see that happening, and you know, you never know, but it's just when you're always creating stuff, we have no idea what can happen. Mm-hmm. Right. And this is just the reason why every time I'm on here with you, right, I'm always screaming from the rooftops, like just get yourself out there, because we truly live in a world where one video can change the complete trajectory of your life.
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I think the same will be true with a book. I hope that I'll be able to show this book to publishers and they'll be like, wow, where'd you come from? Mm-hmm. Where were you hiding? And that hopefully a book deal will come for future books because of this book. And maybe it won't happen, but it can't happen while we sit on our hands and do nothing.
Exactly. So true. Well, give us a little teaser of something in the book that we can expect to learn.
You know, my one of my favorite chapters, I guess they're like your kids. You know, you start trying to pick favorite chapters and it's like, you know, maybe I secretly have a favorite kid, but I'm not going to say it out loud. Right. You know, it's impossible to truly love them the same. But, you know, one of the chapters that I love, I call it, you can't give what you don't have. And the whole premise of it is, if we would set out to truly be givers with our knowledge, with our experience, through our storytelling, it would change the game for our social media. But we can't give out of something we don't have. And so many people, they don't value personal development. They don't value growing and expanding their mind. And so when people go, oh yeah, cool, I'm going to do this, you don't really have anything to give from.
Right.
Because you're not filling yourself up.
Right.
You know, there's a book called The Five Love Languages, mm-hmm. which my wife and I love and I love to talk about. And it refers to it as the love tank, right? Like you can't give from your love tank when you're running on empty.
Exactly.
And I think so many people on social media, they're running on empty, and it shows, because what's easy is to just go, hey, I'm a lender. If you need any help, I'll be over here.
Yes.
Because they don't even have the capacity to create content that's genuinely for someone else, because it's hard. And so I think that's a super eye-opening chapter for people that are just the traditional lender that's like, well, I talk about our rates and we talk about our products and I show up at realtors' offices. There's a better way. And that chapter really begins to unpack that.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on it. I'm excited to read it. I'm excited you're lending forward yet another book. When are we thinking? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it could happen tomorrow.
Right.
Or it could happen as it may. In 2027.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned ChatGPT, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. So
yeah,
we like it. We don't like it. Are we using it?
I freaking love it.
You love it. How are you using it?
Have you messed with it? Have you played around with it?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I love it.
So I wrote the back cover of my book with ChatGPT.
Wow.
And that's the only thing in the book. Every word inside the book are my words. But I was under a deadline and my team was like, dude, we're going to print and we don't have a back cover. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's you can't keep that page blank. And so I wrote it, and I'm telling the story because this is why I love AI, is I wrote it in a time where I didn't feel very creative. And so I wrote it and I read it and was like, ugh, that's not great. So what I love about AI currently is it fills the gaps for me when I'm not feeling creative. Mm. So instead of going, man, I'm not feeling creative, and then I do nothing, now I go, okay, that's fine. Let's come up with something. Let's open up ChatGPT and let ChatGPT expand on what I gave it. And mm-hmm. So I loaded it in and I just said, rewrite it.
Yeah.
And they rewrote it. And I was like, yeah, it's better, but it still's not great. And so then I said, add dry and witty humor to it. Huh. And that version, I was like, yes, that is how I would have wrote it if I was on my A game today.
Sure.
But I wasn't. And so I think it's an incredible substitute when we just want to expand what we're already doing. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, nobody knows this yet. So I guess we're going to just put it out there right now.
Figure it out.
But people have been asking me to create a top, like a class on AI. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I started using ChatGPT to write a class about AI. I'm going to teach it. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the class, the big reveal will be, guys, I didn't write this class.
Yeah.
ChatGPT wrote this class that you just loved, but don't miss this part, because what most of you need to understand is that it still required me as a human to deliver the message. Mm-hmm. And so if we would see this as a tool instead of viewing it as it's coming for my job, mm-hmm. right? No, it's a tool. Right. The human element will still always be valuable in what we do. But man, I can do some cooler stuff. Wow. When I let billions of data points show up that are smarter than me and fill in the gaps of creativity. So I'm a big fan of all of it right now.
So that coupled with like beautiful AI and creating really dynamic presentations to just add value to agents is just cool. Have you dabbled in beautiful AI yet?
I have not. I'm not even sure what beautiful AI is.
So, I mean, it's an AI platform. You kind of tell it what kind of presentation you want to give, and you can kind of fill in the blanks. ChatGPT, insert that into beautiful AI, and it'll create a really nice presentation for you that's aesthetically pleasing. That's not like a boring PowerPoint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no. I've got homework that I've got to
go look it up. I love it. I love it. Well, it's always so good to have you on. I can't wait to see what's next for you. And when is your little girl due?
She is coming May 30th.
May 30th.
So,
oh my gosh.
Right,
so you're gonna
around
be busy,
the corner.
Very busy summer.
That's right.
In a great way. Oh, well, we're so excited for you. Thank you for being on Lending Forward again. We adore you.
Thank you. It is always an honor to be with you.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.